I've never been closer. I tried to understand that certain feeling.
You can rely on Radio Gorgeous. Hello, welcome to Radio Gorgeous. My name's Josephine Pembroke.
And my name is Donna Freed.
So, today our gorgeous gossip, we're going to be talking all about our relationship with cooking.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, we're going to talk about this week's show. There are two guests of mine, actually. And the first one is author Miranda Seymour, who has written such amazing books as The Bugatti Queen. Can you imagine how glamorous that is? But her latest book is Noble Endeavours, The Life of Two Countries, England and Germany in Many Stories.
Tisa's brother, Fritz Dietloff, was the only member of her family who had not turned Nazi. And mm-hmm. he was the one who was later involved in the great plot against Hitler. But Tisa had no idea.
Now, Miranda, because she had a great uncle. He was living in Germany. He was around in Germany. She's got relations who are German. And they're just this terrible thing happened when the war happened, that these people's loyalties were divided.
Mm.
And
it seems like that whole relationship, the close relationship there was between England and Germany, has been obliterated.
Totally obliterated. I mean, we never liked France, but we culturally were very, very similar, you know, but we eat beer, we eat sausages, we're Anglo-Saxons, you know, I mean, we're very, very similar. So she discusses this some more, and she's found some fantastic, eccentric, amazing women. So that's who she'll really be talking about. Then the other interviewee I've got today is Florence Knight. Now, have you heard of her?
Yes, she is chef of the moment.
She really is. So I was very excited because she came around to Radio Gorgeous Kitchen and I laid out the six ingredients that she thinks, or five ingredients, that she thinks are really, really amazing. And I got my table salt and my vinegar out and everything. And she came around and she tried them and we talked about them. But I thought, I remember what Florence specialised in. It's called one because you take one ingredient particularly. Now I thought, well, I'll have a look around the Radio Gorgeous Kitchen. So I thought olive oil, we'd just do a little tasting and you can say why. Won't do all of them, in fact you can choose, but we'll do olive oil first because I know that is your absolute favourite thing. RadioGorgeous.com. But the main thing we really talked about was her being in a man's world.
So how was it in, you know, working your way up in those very sexist male kitchens?
I'm 5'2", but I'm from a family of five. You have to hold your own, you have to be quite bossy, you have to be quite domineering, and you have to be able to take a joke.
She is petite, pretty. She doesn't seem like a very forceful character, obviously she is, but so that was, you know, the interesting thing. And that leads us on to this week's Gorgeous Gossip, because it's all about Nigella Lawson has caused a furore again.
Once again.
She's always causing furores, chosen or otherwise. But this is one because, the right-wing press are particularly picked on it, because they're saying that Nigella is blaming the feminists for us not enjoying cooking. But I don't think, when I've read it in The Observer, you suddenly realise, no, they've twisted it. So I'm going to...
Shocking.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I can't believe it.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. So I'm going to read out what Nigella said this week in The Observer about food. Feeling comfortable in the kitchen is essential to everyone, male or female. At the time, this is a few years ago when she started off her writing, Domestic Goddess, it seemed that so many people were fearful of cooking and that meant home was never more than a stop off from work. Women of her generation were keen, rightly, not to be tied to the stove, but the ramifications of this were that they felt a sense of dread in the kitchen. She asks, how can this be good for anyone? And she also feels that to generate any activity, because it's traditionally been associated with the female sphere, is itself anti-feminist.
I would 100% agree.
So the Great British Bake Off was this week, mm-hmm. and we don't look at it now. We don't think of it now as sort of, ooh, that's stuck in the kitchen. We really
women's work,
yeah. We idolise people that can make bread plats and dough balls.
I do see what they mean because I do not. I love cooking, and once we moved to the UK, in New York, I did, you know, like the entertainment cooking.
Yes.
The public cooking.
Yes.
Whereas my husband, you know, did sort of more the everyday cooking.
That sounds perfect.
Exactly. And the sort of show cooking. Yeah. I wasn't as good a cook as I am now. But now I do more of the everyday cooking.
Yeah, just because you're around.
We have a more traditional looking household. But then again, I grew up in a traditional looking household. But there was no question that my mother ruled that household.
And, okay, you know, I can read between the lines.
Cooking. She did all the cooking, and granted, it was awful. But at the same time, you know, Jewish, you know, you got to eat. Mm-hmm. You know, I love nourishing my family that way. I don't like having to do it.
But you do have to do it because you have to cook your son's tea every evening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
have to cook for my husband.
Why? What happens when he gets in?
Well, he's a grown man. He's perfectly capable of finding something to eat in the kitchen if I haven't cooked something and I don't feel like cooking.
Oh, really?
Something.
So he wouldn't come in and say, oh, God, what's for dinner?
Yeah, but but me being contrary, like when I work on a Saturday and I've been working all day, I do sort of wonder, well, I wonder what's for tea.
Right.
What's he been doing all day?
Okay.
Well, I've been out earning
so
a crust.
So you do expect it on the table, then.
I don't, but I think it, but I would never act on that.
Well, my husband literally had to sit me down a few years ago and say, Josephine, quite often I come back and there's nothing to eat. He said, because you do work from home, I would quite like it if there was food. So now we kind of talk usually about once a day about what's food, you know, quite often because he does a lot of the shopping, meat shopping, because, you know, he's more into that than me. He'll say, oh, there's something in the fridge. So we sort of, And then he does all the entertainment cooking, so at weekends. And he might cook on a Friday night just because he finds it really relaxing.
Mm.
And I find it really relaxing on days when you know you've got the time.
When you have the time. I do feel sometimes it's like, you know, I have to stop whatever I'm doing.
Mm.
I have to make sure, you know, and part of that is also having the kitchen clean when my husband comes home.
Well, who expects that?
I think it's nice for him, and I think it's not that he expects it, but he appreciates it.
Oh,
and it's something I can do.
Right, because it's something that I really avoid. I leave pans for my husband because I hate washing up. I can unload the dishwasher, I can do the washing, but pans, you'll see, there's always
something soaking on the side.
There is. But luckily, it's another thing he enjoys. But no, yesterday I'm making a giant soup because luckily my husband's on a soup fix at the moment. Just wants to eat soup because he wants to lose weight. So I've made this vat of soup and it was sort of, it took me an hour, chopping everything, you know, cooking, chicken stock, everything. And I was thinking, my mind kept going to, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. No, live in the moment. Feel the ground below your feet. Calm down, breathe. This is an enjoyable process. Because otherwise your mind can start going to things and you can wind yourself up. But you can think about everything you do. You can stop and think, no, I'm going to try and live in the moment.
Mm.
It's very hard for us. Do you have to consciously do that?
No, I mean, once I'm in the kitchen, and I grew up doing my homework, you know, listening to the radio while my mother was cooking. And to me, so that is a soothing thing. And if my son isn't, you know, sort of puttering around in the kitchen,
okay.
And if he's eating and I'm puttering around the kitchen,
I know exactly
really
why
that.
You're puttering around the kitchen, because you're waiting for your, aren't you? You're waiting for the answers to come on. Is that when you do the washing up?
No, I do. That's usually when my husband's coming home. So before that, it's all done. That's when I'm relaxing.
What? So you sit down and listen to it? Like old-fashioned times of a sort of radio by you, radiogram?
No, but that's when, I mean, because we'll eat later than my son does.
No, but I'm just worried about if he's coming home at the same time as the Archers, how do you juggle it?
We all listen.
Did he get you into it then?
No, I have my own accord. I slipped right into English life.
So he walks in, you say, darling, the Archers is on, I can't chat.
No, I'm not that. None of us is that religious about it. But, you know, we do greet each other and then say, you know.
So when do you really enjoy cooking?
Like you, I enjoy it when I have the time. Mm. I also enjoy this sort of everyday, I don't mind the everydayness of it. When I'm really tired.
What are you cooking tonight?
Since last night I made a tart with, I had comté cheese in the fridge, some creme fraiche, a zucchini from my allotment, some caramelized onions, and I made a tart. And with the rest of that, I'm going to roast up some rosemary and garlic potatoes.
Mmm.
and something vegetable-y.
So you've already thought about it?
Yeah.
Now, because my husband's on the soup thing, I'm really lucky, but the children need food. So yeah. I've just defrosted some Waitrose sausages. I've got to go out and buy some potatoes. And I'm just going to do bangers and mash with loads of salad and vegetables.
Yeah. There you go.
Anyway, so this is our life. That's the thing about Radio Gorge. You just get the truth and nothing but the truth.
The drudgy truth.
The drudgy truth. But no, because we make it fun and sparkly,
there
don't we?
We go. Especially when we start throwing crockery.
So when you're a little bit bored in the kitchen, just put Radio Gorgeous on. That's my advice. Thank you so much, Donna. You're listening to RadioGorgeous.com. We will never let you down. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2013. Thanks for listening.